Huh?
Yes.
Sanctified means you separate.
Yes.
Huh? You're a person that's a God. You're not of this world.
Right.
Once you go down in Jesus' name and get the Holy Ghost, you are not of this world. You're in this world. Is that what Jesus said?
Yeah, but you're not of the world.
You're not of this world.
You're a new creature.
So that means all the contamination of the world is not in you, you know. Amen?
Amen.
It's not in you. You're not of this world. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to get on with Isaiah. So we won't get carried away. Isaiah 64:8. Jesus, you know, he took us out of this world. You know, we don't supposed to mingle and do the things that we used to do. Now you give it up.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isaiah 64:8.
Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it takes people a little while to give it all up. But when you're a pastor, a preacher, you have to completely make a sacrifice. You know, you got to be, nobody else make the sacrifice, we do. You know, we still human, you know, we still human, we in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find it, Isaiah 64:8. Just got a little bit that I have to read here. And and I'll get that, just say amen, we got it.
Amen.
If you don't, amen. Don't worry about it. I'm going to end over here in Matthew's. Jesus came down in person. Came down, jumped in the body in person. The Word of God came down and he molded us personally. In the Old Testament in Isaiah, it says, thou, what is it? But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The clay.
The clay. Uh-huh. Amen. And thou art Potter.
Mm-hmm.
Thou Potter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we are all. We all are the work of thy hand. Y'all got that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jesus said, we are the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Clay is dirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever played in dirt?
Yeah.
Played in some all clay?
Yeah.
Take the clay and ball it all up and stretch it out a little bit and make a little people with arms and hands and stuff.
Yeah.
That's all we are. We dirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
We was born of dirt.
Yeah, we were made from the dust.
We came from the sun. Huh?
Well, we came from the dirt.
Mm-hmm. We came
the
from
dust
the
that came from that it became the ground that became the earth. Okay. It's a whole scientific thing that goes, yeah.
You know, when the earth
stardust that became earth dust of the earth that came together and
bumped into each other
and then
into
we were made from it.
The earth turned into dirt.
Yeah. Became dirt. We were made from it.
You know, clay and dirt is different. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. Dirt is kind of loose. It's more loose, you know, than clay.
Stuck together.
You know, you take some dirt and it's going to just, you know, fall apart. But the clay is the deep down soil. Mm-hmm. You know, dirt is on top, the loose stuff on top, and clay is like down in between the granite. Mm-hmm. You go past the clay, you get to granite. But God describes us as the clay, dirt. Thank you, Jesus. And he is the what?
Potter.
Potter. Thank you, Jesus. That's all. That's what I want you to hear. That everybody there besides himself, just tell them, you know, you just dirt just like me. Everybody think they high and mighty, you know, above me, no. You just dirt just like me. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Trump.
He need to know that he's just dirt. Yeah. Get beside himself, huh?
Just clay.
You think he's the king now, huh? Want to be the king. No, you just dirt. Just like anybody else, you dirt. But you just a little dirtier than we are. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
He's a little dirtier than we are.
Yeah.
corrupt dirt. Thank you. But Jesus, God, you know, he told us then that we was the clay. And Isaiah said that he took his hands and he molded us.
Hallelujah.
You think of it in a natural aspect, huh? By being molded, you know, he took the dirt from the ground and made Adam. That's the natural part of it. But that's a spiritual part that God molded us.
Yes.
And back in the Old Testament, they just couldn't get it. They couldn't understand the spiritual part of being molded by the hands of God. So God sent his word down himself, down here on earth. He had to come down and show us how he wanted us to be. For one example, the first thing I want to start with is God had to teach us how to pray.
Yes.
By him teaching us how to pray, he's molding us how to pray.
Yes.
Spiritually. Huh? He spiritually molded. See, they don't understand that. Jesus wouldn't come down here to do everything naturally. He came to do, his mission was to get us to get in tune spiritually.
Yes.
So he told us it here in Matthew, and we're going to go home. The Lord's Prayer. I like the Lord's Prayer.
Matthew what?
Matthew, oh, I'm sorry. Six.
And nine.
So I'm going to start with six.
Six and six.
He had to mold man on how to pray, how to talk to me. I'm not going to be here with you always, but I'm going to teach you how to talk to me. Now, if Jesus wanted to, he could have told us to sing a prayer. Huh? He could have told us to preach a prayer. Huh? He could have told us to holler a prayer. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. He told us he came down to mold us how to pray. This is spiritual molding. And he just say, but thou, when thou prayest, this is Jesus talking, he's talking to the disciples and whoever else that was there. Enter into thy closet. Okay, wait a minute now. Your closet could be anything.
Yeah.
This don't mean you go get in the closet and close the closet and shed it, you know. This is spiritual talking, okay? Physically would be a closet. If you got a place that you want to pray, amen. You know, you got a little back room or somewhere, go pray. But he said, enter into your closet, and when thou have shut the door, he said, shut the door, pray to the Father, which is in secret. That's the reason why he used the door, the closet. He told us to pray in secret. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you what?
Openly.
A secret prayer to Jesus is sacred.
Yes.
A quiet prayer is so sacred between you and Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And when ye pray, use not what?
Repetition.
What he mean by that is you know,
repetition.
Repetition. What he mean is, I'm trying to explain what he mean by repetition. Repeating, you know, come out here, God. Oh, yeah, this one. Come on, Linda. send me some money, oh Lord. Send me some money, Lord. I need a new car, Jesus. I need a new car, God. Oh, God, send me a mansion. He's going to send it here.
Oh my!
Y'all may have been around on people that I know.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I used to see people, ministers, try to outdo each other.
Oh dear.
Hey Lord! Oh Jesus! The one on here. I'm just trying to tell you, all right? All right. I seen them old, oh, y'all grew up like I did. And then you got a sister, Sister Jones over here. Jesus! Jesus! That's the only way I can explain it to you. That's repetition. What?
Oh, boy.
You got five people. You know, the louder I get, the louder that person get. Huh?
I'm doing trying to outpray each other.
Yes. Preach a prayer.
Hear mine above yours.
We got a singing prayer. We got a preaching prayer, huh? Oh, Lord. You can't hear the pastor. That don't mean nothing with God.
Amen.
Y'all hear me? He told us to do that, didn't he, huh?
No.
No, don't.
He told us not to do that.
Vain.
Now, way 2,000 years, Jesus said this, right? Yeah. Well, how he know we were going to do all that?
He was God.
Because
he's
God and he knew.
Amen.
He saw us in the future.
Saw it.
I'm like, I got to mold these people. I'm the pot and I need to show you what not to do.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Some people think if you don't pray aloud, something wrong here. He ain't saved. He don't know how to pray.
Oh.
I do know how to pray. I don't have to say nothing.
That's right.
Watch, well, I'm gonna show you. Y'all ready for this? Huh? Get in your secret place and talk to Jesus, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, but when you pray, not to use vain repetition, it's as the heathen, huh? Do. For they think that they shall be what?
Heard
for what?
But they're much speaking.
Oh boy.
I see a lot of this in the church.
Uh-oh.
They must didn't read this scripture. They must didn't. Jesus, he trying to mold us how to talk to him.
Right.
Huh? Jesus! Jesus! What
you got to holler at Jesus for? A heart attack. That sounds like a bird squawking.
What you got?
I think a crow would sound more melodic. Or melodic.
And listen to this. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your father knoweth what things ye
have need of before you even ask.
Yes. Help me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Wait. Jesus made the ear that's on your head.
Right.
Yeah.
He made it, huh?
You don't have to yell at him.
He took the dirt and made the ear on your head. You think he's deaf? He's not deaf. But Ted, before you think what you're going to say to Jesus, he already know. So why you got to holler?
Most people do that to
say to show you how saved. The louder you are, you're strong. Ooh, I want to hang out with Sister Jones. She is strong. When she prays,
she hollers loudly.
If I let her love off on me, I know I'm gonna get that Cadillac.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no.
No.
Can't drive a Cadillac to heaven.
Jesus. When you pray to him in secret, he hear you.
Amen.
In secret. And then he'll bless you more.
Bless you.
Right.
You get up in the morning, and we're gonna come to this next day and we're gonna shut up because I keep on going. I'm not gonna do that to y'all. Thank you, Jesus. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is what Jesus said. Pray ye. Our Father, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Which are in heaven. Okay, now who are you talking to?
Jesus.
God. Which are in heaven.
Talking to God.
And you go, Our Father, which are in heaven.
Well, then you get real quiet.
If you just stop and think.
Okay.
Just think. Our Father.
Yeah, God. He knows what you're thinking.
This is what how Jesus wants us to talk to him, Our Father.
Yeah. Which that's who he is.
He hears.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
What's that in heaven? You got to hear me, Jesus. Wow.
Am I shouting loud enough?
No. He just said, I've heard this. He just said, acknowledge him.
I can,
as a father.
I can't count the number of times my ears have rang listening to people like this with a microphone even and blaring on the top of their lungs.
Hallowed be thou name.
Y'all amen.
You know that means, huh?
Holy is your name.
There's no end.
Yes.
To holy. The name of Jesus.
It's hallowed. Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the only saving
name. Almighty. No end.
Yes.
No infinity.
Beyond.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallowed be thy name. Yeah. Be thy name, oh Father.
Sounds like a singing contest.
I can't hear you to nap.
Oh, shaking the hand, shaking, singing.
Laying hand on folks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
The council all over again.
I never did understand.
This is what went on.
That's why nobody don't come. That's why church, we don't go around those sanctified folks. They be scam.
You don't have to shout the devil out like that.
Nah.
Break people's eardrums. God hears you just fine. So
the people. How would be that name?
Break their hearing.
That kingdom come. Y'all understand that? You understand that? His kingdom come.
His kingdom. His power. His glory.
What is his kingdom? The king.
His kingdom.
His peace, joy, and righteousness.
Kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom. His kingdom come. His kingdom come. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Where did it come?
He came from heaven.
He came down from heaven.
Yeah. Jesus came
down. Come. Down from heaven. His kingdom come down. When his word came down, that's his kingdom. Came down from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to spare y'all on that one, okay? Thy will be done. Listen.
Yeah.
Thy will be done. Y'all got that? Mm-hmm. Whose will?
God's will.
His will be done.
Yes.
What's the next one?
In earth.
Where?
In earth. That is in our heart.
On earth?
In earth.
What's the
in.
Difference between in earth and on earth?
In earth means
on earth means on top, right?
On the planet. In earth means in our hearts.
That's right.
In our hearts.
From the depths of the earth.
Yeah.
From the depths of our soul.
From our soul.
Up on top of the heaven.
Yeah.
The earth. And all the way up.
Yes.
To heaven.
His will be done.
His will be done.
Yes.
Give us this day.
Yes.
Our daily bread. Now, Lord, I need some bread on my table. Woo!
Lord,
in your mighty name. Bring me some bread, Jesus.
Cornbread.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Cornbread.
Woo! That shot.
Ham hocks. I'm sorry. I just kept thinking of that one.
Huh?
Oh, my. Lord, help us. Help us be happy.
And forgive us our debts. Lord, forgive us. Hallelujah. As we forgive our debtors.
Yes.
Lead us not into temptation. Lord, help me from smoking that cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stop. You don't have to holler at him. Just tell him to tell Lord, help me.
Yeah, God hears you just fine.
You don't have to holler.
Yeah, you really don't.
He hear you.
Hallelujah.
But deliver us from what?
From evil.
Evil doers. Like who?
And from temptation. Well, just others that are doing evil.
We got an evil doer right now that's getting on our nerves. Who is that?
Satan.
Satan.
Man. Let me tell y'all something.
Yes.
When you say this prayer
in
the morning, this prayer is good until you go to bed and you get up in the morning. It covers everything.
Yeah. It covers it all.
Let your will be done, Lord. It covers everything. He said, give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
You said your blessing already over your food.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I learned this, you know.
Yeah.
My blessing is Jesus wept. That's why I say, you know, Jesus wept. But when I say this prayer in the morning, it covers your whole day.
Yeah.
You could get in your closet and say it, You could get in, go in the back room and say it, When you're on the toilet, you can say it, When you're in the shower, you can say it. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
It don't matter where you are, You can say it. You can whisper it. Sing a little song. You're making a song out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Let's do it. You don't have to scream it out to the neighbors.
This prayer is a prayer that is ordained by God. It's good for us to come together and pray together, you know. It's good for us to come, get on our knees and pray and stuff. But God came down on purpose because the people before the cross didn't know how to pray to him, huh? Amen?
Amen.
And he knew that the people on the other side of the cross didn't know, was not going to know how to pray.
Yeah.
So before he left here, he molded us.
Yes.
On how he want us to pray.
Yes.
Say this.
Uh-huh. Amen.
In your prayer. If you don't know no other prayer.
Right.
You don't know how to say any other prayer. If you don't know how to ask me for anything, huh? You can do that in my name. Ask for anything you want in my name. If you don't understand none of this, just say this prayer and you got it.
Amen.
You got it. That's right. So if anybody comes to the church here, you know, and they start hollering and carrying on, and, you know, hollering and No. You don't have to do that. Jesus hear you. He said it. He said, before you even say anything out your mouth, I already know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say from the day you was born. Ain't that something?
Amen.
He said it. I know. I know what you're going to say. I know what your life's going to be like, you know, before you leave this earth. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry I hurt your ears, Sister Kara.
No.
I had to wake y'all up, though.
Oh, well, now that's all right. It was an important point.
Linda, I'm okay.
I know. I get it. You got it. Okay. Yeah. I like the messages like that.
Yeah.
Because it really makes you think and you get it into
you. You get involved.
Right.
Get in there, jump in there. Y'all want to say something I'm preaching? Say it.
But I don't always pray that way. I'll say, my dear Lord, or something like that.
Just our Father.
So I did acknowledging who God is.
What God gave us to say, it's powerful. Good.
Amen. Thank you,
glad
Jesus.
To see you. Glad to see you. So we ain't going to say no more. We go home, huh? Yeah.